Hello, and welcome to Nell's News Radio. Let's start with the weather. Seattle looks like rain. Philadelphia, some patchy clouds and sun. And in Ghana, we have a demon child beheading humanity. That's it. Well, no, that's not it. There's a lot more to this story than just the demon child and his knives and the blood. In fact, what I find most interesting, I didn't even notice until the second time through. It seems like such a simple thing, the devil child versus the wise musician, their epic battle as cause of our day and night cycle. It's easy to see it as a standard good versus bad, youth versus wisdom, bright versus dark tale. But, in fact, we find that our expectations are counter to the work. The young devil child creates light, so often connected with life, rebirth, and love. He who protects the earth, the old magician, clothes it in darkness. This isn't the first of Ali's explorations of the unexpected, especially as related to such seemingly diverse subjects as violence, love, and aging. Take, for example, Ali's treatment of Milam Sile and his wife. In Milam, we have a dwarf full of naivete and innocence. He thinks well of people, even as they torment him and refuse to pay. His childlike faith and contentment is touching, if a little worrisome. And then comes Abiba. She is strong where he is weak. She uses violence to show her love, and like the most careful of parents, she doesn't tell him about it, protecting him from the abuses of the real world, like a parent carefully nursing the idea of Santa Claus. Just as Mayuya, the beloved child, brings both death and light, Abiba, a woman, brings with her black eyes, fistfights, and solace. The coupling of love, parenthood, and violence continues in Livin, the story of Shatu. She tells a fable about a mother hen who counsels her chicks to ignore the loud threats of others, but to be wary of those who appear too generous. What's the moral here? Ignore anger? Beware generosity? It makes a certain degree of sense to my cynical mind, but as a general rule of thumb, I find it suspect. The questions build in Rachmaninoff. Did Felix kill Greta through a desperate sexual attempt to save her life, or was it vice versa? Their courtship, though mediated by substance abuse, didn't feel violent until the overdose at the end. Why did it feel like this crazed, scary ending is somehow an inevitable conclusion to the oversexed, overstimulated relationship between black and white, rich and poor? I was surprised, I have to admit, by how honestly well-meaning Felix was. Even though thoroughly lubricated by alcohol and drugs, we could see how sex, tending more to rape than love, feels to him like caretaking. How does this compare to Rafik and Zuleika in the manhood test? These are the questions that have interested me so far. How does Ali play with our expectations and turn them on their head? How especially does he treat love and violence, and how does that relate to parenthood? Were you as surprised as I was at the juxtaposition of a child monster genocide and the creation and maintenance of daylight? I hope we'll be able to discuss this and many more issues on Tuesday.